Rabbi Zvi Kupa.
In this week's Parsha, Parshas Bolak, when Bolak was on the way to curse Klal Yisrael, then we know that the donkey got stopped a few times. And the third time, so when Bolak hit the donkey, so Vayiftach Hashem espi osoin, Hashem opened up the mouth of the donkey. Vatoyim ele Bilam, and the donkey said, Me'al sisi l'chaki kisoni zeh sholish l'golim. What did I do to you that you hit me three times? So the question is, why did Hashem open up the mouth of the donkey in order the donkey should speak to Bilam? What was the purpose of it? So the Sipano explains that when Hashem did this ness, this unbelievable ness of making the donkey speak, it was just like he said, "Nosem bo koich ledabe." Hashem gave the donkey koich to speak. Indian Hashem svosai tiftoch. Just like Hashem opens our mouth up to speak, the same koich that we have to speak and to express ourselves, so too Hashem just gave that same koich to the donkey. As much as the nest that the donkey can speak, and we get this spoiled, this unbelievable nest that the donkey started speaking to Bilam, and how Bilam jumped back when he saw the donkey speaking, we too. The sameness that Hashem gives us the koyach to speak. And the reason for that is, kidei she'yisoyu Bilam loshuv b'tshuva, in order to Bilam to take a minute and think what's happening here, and do teshuva. So he should realize that as much as Hashem gives the koyach to speak to someone, to a donkey that doesn't speak, so too, it's the same Hashem, it's the same ness that he gives us to speak. And that we, when we speak, are using the same koyach which is given from Hashem. And therefore, Hashem gives us the koyach to speak. We should use it for the right things. And he shouldn't go along and curse Klal Yisrael, which Hashem told him he shouldn't. And therefore, that's why Hashem opened up the Spear also in order for Bilam to realize, Hashem gave me the koyach to speak, and all that I should use it for the right things. Hashem svosei tiftoch, ufi yagetid osechad. Hashem opened up. We ask Hashem to open up our lips in order we should praise Him. The reason why Hashem gave us the koyach to speak is in order to serve Him, to daven to Him, to praise Him to Hashem. And like it says, Misha Yoima Leshemen Sheyadlik, there's a famous Gemara that the Tana says, just like Hashem can cause oil to burn, Yuhul Yoima Lechoymet Sheyadlik, He can say to vinegar can also burn. That it's the same nest. And therefore Bilam should realize that Hashem gave him a mouth to speak, he should use it in the right ways. There was a, Reb Eli used to say over a Maisa, there was a person that had an appointment with the Tsar in Russia, and he was very, very nervous, and he's preparing for weeks in advance to speak to the Tsar, and he went over and over and over again, and as the day came nearer, and eventually the day came, and he went in, he was trembling away, and he walked in front of the Tsar. And even though he practiced it so many times, he just couldn't speak. He had such pachad, such moya malchus, that he lost his voice to speak. So Reb Elia, not only he lost his voice at that moment, he came dumb. He couldn't speak again, forever. He used to say over this maisa, that Hashem gave the koyach, he can take it away. And on the flip side of that, by Reb Elia's levaya, they asked Reb Chaim Shmulevitz to give a hesped. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said that he's not going to give a hesped such a sudden like Reb Elia. He doesn't feel that he's righteous enough to be masbid Reb Elia. But he said, I just want to say over a few words. He said, eight years ago, I was dangerously ill. And the doctors told me there's no hope. You're very ill, we can't find a cure. So I went to Reb Elia to ask him to daven for me. I told Rabbi Elia to daven for me, and a short time later when I went back to the doctors, the doctor couldn't believe that I'm the same person because I had completely recovered. This is what he said. He didn't give any details. The Mashgiach of Kamenitz was by the Levaya, and he wants to know what went on. He didn't give any details. When was he ill? When did he get better? So he spoke to Mishpocha, and he found out that Chaim Shmulevitz's vocal cords became paralyzed. He couldn't speak anymore. So he went to Reb Elia, and he asked Reb Elia to daven for him. Reb Elia said, how could it be someone who uses his mouth, his dibur, only for Torah and Avodah? He gives over so many shiurim. How can it be that he can't speak? So Reb Elia said, ask him for his name, his mother's name. And Reb Chaim left. And a few weeks later, he went to the doctor for a visit. And the doctor said, he couldn't believe it, that he's completely better. And from then on, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz started giving shmooze after that nest, that he got better. So we see that Hashem gives us the courage to speak. And not only when Hashem gives us courage, Hashem svasa tiftoch afi agit to dosecho, also Hashem is misavelis velos seino, he's waiting for our tefillahs. Chazal say that Hashem waits for our tefillahs. And the Medrash asked, "Velomnis akro imois? Why were the imois barren? Why couldn't they have any children?" Omer Blevi, the Medrash says, "Shoy Hakadosh Baruch Hu misavelis velosam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted the tefillahs. Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, 'Ashiros hein, nois hein. They're rich. They're good looking. They've got everything. Imani nois and bonim. If I give them children, einom nesparalois lefonai. They won't daven to me. They can forget about me because I'm." They've got everything. And therefore, he made them bound that they couldn't have children in order they should daven to him. Hashem was waiting for our tefillahs. And I wanted to speak about the inyan of tefillahs. We daven three Shemoneh Esrei a day. And sometimes it can happen that one, for onus, he misses a tefillah. So I wanted to speak a bit about the halachas. If someone misses a tefillah, why he misses it, if he can make up for it. I used to hear from Modchi Yosef Karnofsky, used to say over, that when the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah made Shemoneh Esrei, Mesaken Shemoneh Esrei, it wasn't just they put words together. They mechaven, meroi kedushosam, ruach kodshom, that every Shemoneh Esrei, which everyone's going to daven, has its own tafkid, its own kavonas. And therefore, if someone misses the Shemoneh Esrei, there's a halacha, that to make it up, and the next Shemoneh Esrei, daven the next tefillah twice. Now, there's two halachim of these halachas. The first chiddik is, in what scenario, what cases, is what mechuyif to daven tefillas tashlum, and is what mechuyif to daven the next tefillah twice? And in what cases is it a machlokes where they should daven, and when he's not allowed to daven tefillas tashlum? And the chiddik, second chiddik is, that when he has to daven tefillas tashlum, how does he go about it? When does he say it straight away? How can he can only make it up in the next tefillah. But before I start with that, I just want to be marked in one halacha, that if someone has a sofik, whether he's davened, let's say he's holding near Bein Hashmoshes, and he's not sure whether he's davened mincha yet. So the Shulchan Aruch says that he should daven again with a tanai, that if he hasn't davened, then this should be his mincha. And if he has davened, then this should be a tefillas nedava. Now, usually, when one davens a tefillas nedava, he has to be mechadish something in every bracha. He has to add something. Or b'diavad, only one bracha. But here, since he's got a sofik, he doesn't need to be mechadish anything, any brachas. He should just say that tonight, and he can daven a tefillas nedava. Only on weekday, yeah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says that one shouldn't daven a tefillas nedava stump. Because he says that a person has to be makias atzma, he needs to know himself whether he'll concentrate properly. This was already in time of Shulchan Aruch. He said, if he can't concentrate properly, what I need, your goyiv zevchechem, your goyiv tefillahs, if you're not concentrating properly. And therefore, he says that you shouldn't daven a tefillahs nedava stam. And the Chai Odom holds that takes us, even when someone has a sofik whether he's davened, since he has to make it tonight that if he hasn't davened mincha, if he's davened mincha, it should be a tefillas nedava. And since we're not mechaven, so in our tefillas, the Chai Odom says that you shouldn't daven when you have a sovi, you shouldn't daven again. But the bi'aloch is choylek, because he brings two rishonim that hold that when someone has a sofik, whether he's davened, even though it's only a sofik da'abonon, but still they hold that you've got a chiyuv to daven again. And therefore, even though we don't daven tefillas nedavos because we're not mechaven so well, but here in this case, the reason why you daven again because you have a sofik, and therefore there's a chiyuv to daven again. And therefore, when one has a sofik, the bi'aloch says he should daven again with it tonight. Now, there's really three reasons why someone misses tefillah, davening. One is he's amazed, he's just doesn't want to daven. Now, if he's amazed, the Shulchan Aruch says that he's not allowed to daven tefillah tashlum, he's not allowed to daven the next Shemoneh Esrei twice. He can't make up for it, he's lost it. But if he wants, he can daven the tefillah nedava. And again, even though generally we don't daven, we shouldn't be davening tefillah nedava, but here, since he missed the tefillah, even though he was amazed, but still, he can daven the tefillah nedava. And the Mishnah Berurah brings a case when someone comes to shul near to Bein HaShemoshes and the tzibur davening maariv. And he, instead of davening mincha, which he hasn't yet davened, he davened maariv. Even though it was at the Mishnah Berurah, he still davened mincha, even though everyone was davening maariv, because it wasn't nacht yet, and then afterwards davened maariv. But even so, it's not called amazed. He didn't especially not daven mincha, because it's still day. And therefore, after maariv, he should daven tashlumin, he should daven mincha, tashlumin full mincha. And he says the Mishnah Berurah that if it's wish chodesh, and he's already daven maariv, he's already said yalav yov, then when he davens after maariv to this tashlumin for mincha, then he should also say wish chodesh. Because even though he missed that mincha, but that's not called amazed. And then there's the case of oinus. Someone, let's say, he's a choler, he can't daven. Or someone gets shikha, which is only oinus if when he's getting shikha, he knows he's got enough time to come sober again and daven. But if when he gets shikha, he knows that he won't have time to daven afterwards, and that's called amazed, and he shouldn't have davened. And when someone is busy, sometimes people are busy and it slips their mind that there's davening, and they wake up and they realize it's after nacht and they can't daven anymore. And even the Shulchan Aruch says that even if, let's say, there's 2 minyanim and the first minyan, which is earlier on, he doesn't daven because he thinks he's got a meeting or he'll be busy, but he's got enough time after the meeting to daven mincha, and the meeting took longer than he thought, or he got busy, he was busy, it's still called a oinus, because he had enough time to daven later on. It was just, he got told he was busy, and therefore he forgot to daven. The Shulchan Aruch talks about when if someone's allowed to be mafsid tefillah for oisik b'tzorchei tzibur. He says you shouldn't do it, but if you are mafsid tefillah because you're oisik b'tzorchei tzibur, then you're allowed to be mafsid tefillah, and therefore you're allowed to daven tefillah tashlumin. Because the Chavetz Chaim was being in the meeting, he was being oisik b'tzorchei tzibur, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says if you're oisik b'tzorchei tzibur and the tzibur need you and you can't stop to daven mincha, Chadchili should try and daven, but if not, then you're oilus. It's like someone's a choler or someone's sleeping. And also, yeah, because we took upon ourselves to daven maariv. But ladies, it's different. I'll come to it later. They didn't daven. Then there's another reason why someone might need to daven a tefillah tashlumin is, let's say, someone davens mincha and you missed out, you said the same talamot instead of the same bracha. Therefore, he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But he only remembers after nacht that he said the same bracha, the same talamot instead of the same bracha. And therefore, he should daven Shemoneh Esrei twice because he missed out the last Shemoneh Esrei. Now the Shulchan Aruch brings a big machlokes, Tosfos already brings it. And what happens if someone on, let's say, the last mincha of Rosh Chodesh, he misses out Yal of Yovel? So the halacha is that one needs to daven mincha again because he missed out Yal of Yovel. But he only remembered after Nacht that he didn't daven Yal of Yovel. So the Tosfos brings a big machlokes whether he has to daven Marv twice, Tashlumin. He brings Rabbi Yehuda hold that you don't need to daven again because Be'emus you daven Shemon Esr. What do? You miss that Yal of Yovel. But now Marv, it's Redi Moitzu Rosh Chodesh, and you're anyway not going to daven Yal of Yovel. So what are you going to gain by davening again? You're Yotzu Tefillah, and you just missed that Yal of Yovel, which is Azkor, and Yal of Yovel, you're anyway not going to stay now because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. If it'll be 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and it'll be second day Rosh Chodesh, and you've got a chiv to daven again because it'll anyway mention Yal of Yovel. But if it's not Rosh Chodesh, then you're not going to mention Yal of Yovel, and therefore you shouldn't daven again. Masha'ekin, the Chachmi prevents you hold that when one davens Shemona Esra without Yal of Yovel, or whatever the Haskorah is, then it's not Shemona Esra. He's not davened. And therefore, it's as if he's not done Shemona Esra, and therefore Marv, he has to daven twice, even though he's not going to say Yal of Yovel. It's as if he hasn't davened yet. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that it's a Sofik, and therefore he should daven again at Tfilas Nedova. That, because he might, the fee though, he showed him that hold, you don't need to daven again, because you're anyway not going to say Yal of Yovel, then this should be a Tfilas Nedova. It'll be that machloikas. Yeah. Now, there's a big machloikas, Achoinim, Reb Chaim, Briska, and the Har Tzvi, where there's someone on Erev Shabbos, by Mincha, forgot to say the same bracha. So the halacha is, if you forget to say the same bracha, then you have to repeat Shemona Esra. But he only remembers after Nacht, and it's Marv. So the shad is whether he has to, because he's anyway not going to say the same bracha again. So is it the same machlokes as Yal of Yovel? So so Chaim says that the same bracha is different to this to Yal of Yovel. He says Yal of Yovel is just the Azkor. You have to mention Rosh Chodesh, and who are then, let's say on Shabbos, if you daven Tfilas Shachol on Shabbos, and you forget to mention Shabbos, then it's just the Hazkor, and the Moitzu Shabbos is totally the Machlokes where you have to daven again. But the same Talmud Motto of Chaim says, is from the Seder of the Tfilah. And if you don't say the same Talmud Motto, which is the Seder of the Tfilah, from the structure that the Chachomim gave in every Tfilah and every Bracha, how it has to be, and if you don't say it, and you change it in any way, then you have to daven again. And the same bracha is part of the matbiyah shetivah boi chachomim. It's not like Rosh Chodesh, or Yom Tov or Shabbos, where you're just mentioning the haskor, you're mentioning the day. It's part of the Shemona Esra, and therefore, even though Friday night you don't say the same talamata or the same bracha, even though you're not going to say it, even so, you still have to repeat Shemona Esra. And but the Har Tzvi argues, and he says that Be'emus you have to daven Shemona Esra again, because he says that the same Talmud Motto is the same as Yal of Yovel. If not, it's even less part of the Tefillah. So he brings it out, because if someone forgets Yal of Yovel in Utsay, then, and he only remembers, let's say, by Moedim, then he has to go back to Utsay and say Yal of Yovel, because one can only say Yal of Yovel in Utsay. And therefore, once he's moved on, he has to go back and say Yal of Yovel. Mashiach came by the same Baruch or the same Talmud Motto. If one forgets to say it in Shema, in Baruch Aleinu, then when he comes to Shema Aleinu, he can say it. So the Har Tzvi says that we see that the same Talmud Motto and the same Baruch is not part of the same of the Baruch of Baruch Aleinu, because you can say it in Shema Aleinu. Mashiach in Yal of Yovel, you can only say Utsay, and therefore, it's just like Yal of Yovel. It's like Azkor as well. You have to ask for Geshomim, but you can say that in Shema Kodino. And therefore, Therefore, it's totally on the same machlokes we're showing him. Since by Friday night, you're anyway not going to say the same bracha. Do you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei or not? It's just like Yalo Yovo. And he brings the Mogen Avraham Taka says, as well, Vahu Adin, he brings Yalo Yovo, and he brings Vahu Adin, Mshochach Talamoto. Who Adin, if you forget the same Talamoto, you also, it's totally on the same machlokes. Not like Reb Chaim that holds that if you forget the same bracha, you always have to daven again. Now, he carries on the Hasvi and the stipe also brings. Then what happens if someone davens Shmoneh Esrei, let's say Shachris v'Shchodesh, and he forgets to say Talamoto, but he remembers to say Yalev Yovoi. And then he davens again, because he forgot to say the same Talamoto, he has to daven again. But when he repeated Shmoneh Esrei, he remembers to say the same Bracha, but he forgot to say Yalev Yovoi. Does he have to... Does he have to? It's also totally the same machlokas because he said the same bracha and he said the Yalev Yovoi. They happened to be each one on a set b'shmoneh esrei. So the Fruya Ben Yehuda that you davened, you just missed out the same bracha or you just missed that Yalev Yovoi. You've said them, but the fee the Chacham Pavansia that if you've missed out any chedek of the tefillah, you have to daven again. It's not called the tefillah. Then he has to daven a third time. And also I heard by Pesach, someone asked that there's a halacha, they have to eat the kezayis matzah when you lean. And this person, he forgot to lean when he ate his kezayis matzah. Then the halacha is that l'chadchila, he should eat again when he leans. He should eat again and lean. Now, as he's about to lean, his Rebbe walks in. And the halacha is, when your Rebbe's in front of you, you're not allowed to lean. So the shaila is, have you been yotzi achilas matzah? Just you have to eat it again while you're leaning, when you eat achilas matzah, you're not yotze without leaning. Therefore, even though you ever walked in, you're anyway not going to lean, but you have to eat it again. Now, if someone forgot on Moitza Shabbos, he doubles Moitza Shabbos and he says Atochen Antonu, but he forgot to say the same Talamota or the same bracha, or he mixes them up, and therefore he has to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. So does he have to say in the second Shmoneh Esrei after Choyin Antonu? So the Choyin could be told in the same Machloikas that if the first Shmoneh Esrei is the Shmoneh Esrei, just he has to repeat it because he didn't say the same Bracha, then he's already said after Choyin Antonu. But if the first Shmoneh Esrei is not Shmoneh Esrei at all, then he hasn't said after Choyin Antonu. But if Shlomo Zalman says in Shmir Shabbos that it's not the same, because the reason why one says after Choyin Antonu is in order to be in order to do melacha, and once he said Atochon Anton on the first tefillah, he's already kvahutu b'melacha. He's already allowed to do alocha. It's already done what it can do. Just because even if the chacham prevents here that it's not a tefillah b'chlal the first Shmoneh Esrei, but the ma'aseh said Atochon Anton, the ma'aseh has to do melacha. So even though it might be a tefillah, but Atochon melacha you're allowed to do. Therefore, he says you don't need to repeat Atochon Anton in the second Shmoneh Esrei. Now the shaila is when the second cheder, when one has to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. So, how does one go about? So the chiyuv tashlumin when one has to daven Shmoneh Esrei, the Shulchan Aruch says that has to be in the tashlum has to be the second one. You first have to daven the choiva, and then you have to daven the second one. And if you do it the other way around, you do tashlum and choiva, then you have to daven the third time of choiva. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's posher that if you stump daven, you daven two tefillahs, then it's posher that the first one's for choiva and the second one is for tashlum. Now the Shulchan Aruch brings, the Gemara brings it already, that if someone davens Moitzei Shabbos, and so the halacha is, you say Atochon in the first Shmoneh, and you have to daven Ma'av twice, say Atochon in the first one, and the second one, you don't say Atochon, because you've already said it, you don't need to say it twice. But if he says Atochon Antonu, if he doesn't say Atochon Antonu in the first one, he only says it in the second one, then we see that the reason why he didn't say Atochon in the first one, because he thought the first tefillah was for Mincha. And therefore, he didn't say Atochon Antonu. And that loch is if you daven Tashlumen first, and you have to repeat it. Again, so therefore he has to daven a third time. But if he says after Choyin Antono in the first tefillah and the second tefillah, then he just doesn't know. He thinks you have to say it both times, and therefore we take in the first ones for Choyin and the second ones for Tashlomin. But if he, and Huadin, if he doesn't say it at all, when he, if he doesn't say after Choyin Antono, it's a Shabbos, there's no Chiv to go back. And therefore, even though he doesn't say that in the first or in the second, again, we'll say the first one's for Choyin, and the second one is for Tashlomin. The Mishabura adds that if someone davens Moitzei Shabbos, the first tefillah for Maariv, and he forgot after Choyin Antono, and therefore when he davens again, he's anyway davening again for Tashlum, and he wants to say in the second one. If he has Mefurish Das that the second one is for Tashlumin, therefore even though he's saying after Choyin Antono, the second one, he can, the second one's for Tashlumin, because he said it's for Tashlumin, he doesn't need to daven a third time. No, but he's anyway davening Tashlumin, because he missed that mincha. So he has to daven a third time. So and there's a big machloikus the Bi'alocha brings, if someone doesn't daven Maariv Moitzei Shabbos, then he has to daven Shachris twice. And when he didn't make Avdolah Moitzei Shabbos, let's say it's Tisha B'Av, Sunday on Tisha B'Av, he didn't make Avdolah Moitzei Shabbos, and Sunday he has to daven Shachris twice. In which tefillah does he say after Choyin Antono? Is pshat that you say after Choyin Antono in the first tefillah after Moitzei Shabbos, and therefore, even though the first one's for Shachris, and you don't say after Choyin Antono and Shachris, but since this is the first tefillah after Shemini Esrei, therefore you say after Choyin Antono the first one, or is after Choyin Antono for Maariv, and therefore you don't after Choyin Antono in Tashlumin. So again, Reb Chaim. The Briska holds that you daven it in the first one, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman brings a raya because Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why one davens after Choyin Antono straight after the first three brachas is in order before he asks a person asks of bakoshas he has to be mavdil between Shabbos and Choyin, and therefore Shachris, if you miss that marv and he davens Shachris, therefore he should daven in the first tefillah. He should daven after Choyin Antono before he moves on and asks his own bakoshas. Masha'in came. No, so if he's been mavdil, then he didn't say after Choyin Antono b'chlal. Talk about in a case where he did make avdol. Pardon? Even yeah, you can put tefillin on Shabbos if you find it on the street or somewhere. Maybe you put it on. Mashiach that others that hold that no, it's a din in the actual Shemoneh Esra of Maariv, and therefore you daven after Choyin Antono in Tashlumin. Now, if someone forgot to daven Shachris on, let's say on Shabbos or Shchodesh when there's Musav, then he has to daven Mincha twice. So the order is, first you daven Mincha, then you daven Musav, and then you daven Tashlumin of Shachris. The reason is because Mincha is the time now, and Musav also, you're in the right time. So you first daven those that you're in the right time, and then only afterwards you daven Tashlumin. Yeah. Now the Shulchan Aruch brings that one can only daven a Tfilas Tashlumin in the next Tfilah, in the Tfilah Smucha. Therefore, if someone, let's say, forgets to, for some reason, daven Shachris, and he's got a chiyuv to daven Tfilas Tashlumin, he can only daven it in Mincha, but he can't daven it in Maariv. And, but, pardon? What? Yeah, Musav he misses, because Musav is to do with the Korbanos of the Yom. Once you've missed Musav, you can't daven it after Shabbos or Yom Tov. And but you can only daven tefillah smucha. But there are those that hold that know that when you've missed the tefillah because you are oinus, you can make up for it whenever you can make up. And therefore, if someone's a choyla, achmona litzlon, and he's not well for a day and he misses three tefillahs, then when he gets better, it's not the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, that he should daven b'tanai, as a tefillah nedava, he should daven all three tefillahs that he missed. Therefore, let's say he gets better, he misses Shachris Mincha Maariv, the next morning when he daven Shachris, after he should daven Shachris Mincha Maariv again. Obviously, if one can't be mechaven so much, then... Yeah, and if you're not well for a week, then you should make it all up. Huh? In order. Back, I think backwards. I think you go Maariv, Mincha, Shachris. So there's a big machloikas. The Prima Godlem is mistopic whether one can make up Ne'ilah. Is Ne'ilah like Musav or not? So the Prima Godlem says, Paskins, that it's not like Musav. And therefore, if someone misses Mincha and Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, then when it comes to Mitzvah Yom Kippur, he can daven Maariv, Mincha and Ne'ilah, Tashlum, he can daven three. Because it's also Tfilas HaSmucha when it comes to Mincha, because Mincha and Ne'ilah is the same time. Even though one should daven Mincha first and only then daven Ne'ilah, but Lemaisa, it's the same time. You can daven Mincha till the same time you can daven Ne'ilah till. And therefore you should daven, therefore you can even make up for Mincha. Yeah, so you can daven both.
Which we daven Mincha first and Ne'ilah, or Ne'ilah first?
I'm not sure, because there it's the same time. I'm not sure. And but Mashenka, the Kaf HaChaim holds that Ne'ilah is like Musav, and therefore once you've missed Musav, once you've missed Ne'ilah, you can't make up for it. It is, because Musav you can daven the whole day. We try and daven it before Dalet Shuras. But you can daven it the whole time. Now, when one has to daven a tefillas tashlumin, then in shachris, the best way to do it is to daven, listen to Chazal Hashatz, tachnun, and say ashrei, and after ashrei, before lam natzeach, to daven tefillas tashlumin. And mincha, after one's daven mincha, then again one should say ashrei and daven a tefillas tashlumin. But the Kaf HaChaim brings up Kabbalah that one doesn't say Ashrei after Mincha, and therefore after Mincha one should wait at least in order to walk Dalad Amos, and then one should daven Tfilas Tashlumin. And by Maariv, the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings that Api Kabbalah one shouldn't daven Ashrei after Maariv, and therefore if one missed Mincha and has to daven Maariv twice, you should daven Maariv, wait till one can walk Dalad Amos, and then daven Maariv. Now, also one has to daven when he's oisuk in the tefillah that he has to daven. Let's say one missed Maariv, so he has to daven shachris. When he does tashlumin, he has to daven shachris close to shachris. He has to daven tashlumin close to shachris. He can't wait an hour or two and then daven tefillas tashlumin. And therefore, one should be mafsik between tefillas achoiva of shachris and tefillas tashlumin. One shouldn't learn, one shouldn't eat. One shouldn't do anything to be mafsik. After Ashrei, one should straight away daven Shmei Nes. But if someone was mafsik, there are those that hold that Kol Zman, you're in the time frame of that tefillah, let's say you're until Dalet Shoris or Chatzos, then even though you didn't daven the Tashlumin Somuch Lechoiva, you can still daven Tefillas Tashlumin. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens that you should do with it tonight, that if you can daven, then it should be Tefillas Tashlumin. If you can't daven, it should be in a dover. Oh, so Chazor Sashatz, the Chazan can be Mechavan for Tashlumin. But what happens if someone in the Tzibah wants to be Mechavan to the Shatz? So the Shulchan Aruch says that the Chatchila one shouldn't do it, because he's only being Yoit to those that are not Boki, and he's not being Yoit to you. But B'dievet, if you're Mechavan to every word the Shatz says, then you could be Yoit to with Tefillas Tashlumin. And that might be Eitz if one was amazed or these cases to listen to the Shatz, and therefore he can be Mechavah. And if one makes a mistake in the Tfilas Chuyva, let's say he makes a mistake when he davens Shachris, but he doesn't realize yet that he's missed out, let's say, the same Talamotah, then he davens Tfilas Chuyva, he davens Hashloma for Maariv last night, and then after he davens Tfilas Hashloma, he remembers that he missed out the same Roch in the first Shemayin Esau of Shachris. So the halach is that he doesn't need to daven, he has to daven again tefillas chovi, he has to daven shachos again because he missed out the same time, but he doesn't need to daven a fourth time tefillas tashlumin. Even though it came out at the end that he davened tefillas tashlumin before tefillas chovi, but emes, that was because he forgot something in tefillas chovi, but wasn't the wrong order. Now the poskim talk about if he can get a minyan after he davens tefillas chovi and he says ashrei, and he can get a minyan for tefillas tashlumin. So the poskim say that it's better to daven tefillas tashlumin straight away after tefillas chovi, But if there's a minyan, like here, there's minyan the whole time. If there happens to be a minyan when you finished, when after mincha, after shacharis, and at the same place, then obviously you can go, but you don't have to go. Now there's a sugya about ladies, because ladies never took on themselves to daven maariv. So the poskim talk about what happens if a lady forgets to daven mincha. She's an onus, and therefore she should be mashlemit, but she doesn't generally daven maariv. So could she just daven maariv once, and that will be as if a hashlama for mincha, because she doesn't usually daven, the ladies never took upon themselves to daven maariv. But the poskim say no, that once you've davening maariv, the Mishnah of all beings, and once you're davening maariv, the first one will be for maariv, and therefore you should daven twice for the first hashlama. And the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings by Hadlokas Neiris, when a lady lights the candles, once she's lit and she's been Mekabel Shabbos, she's not allowed to daven mincha anymore because she's been Mekabel Shabbos. And therefore she should daven maariv twice. But she can't just daven maariv once, and that should be for mincha. And he says, b'dieved, if she davens mincha after she Hadlokas Neiris, she's yotze because the Maaseh is still day. Yeah, if she has, then it's... Yeah. Pardon? Yeah, but generally, the men don't, but ladies generally. But if she's in such a time, then she should be mechav not to be mechav b'shabbos when she lights the candles. And now the poskim ask, if she forgets daven mincha, can she make up for it in shachris? Because we explain that you can only daven the tefillas tashlumin by tefillas hasmucha. But since ladies never took upon themselves daven maariv, then maybe shachris is tefillas hasmucha to tefillas mincha for them. So the poskim of Shlomo Zalman brings that he can't, because lemaisa, even though they don't daven maariv, but if they want they can daven maariv, and we daven maariv, and therefore shachris is not tefillas hasmucha, and therefore they had the onus to daven mincha, they can't make up for it in shachris. So if she davens regular maariv, then she can make up for maariv, but she can't make up for mincha though.
Well, after maariv, she can't make up for mincha.
Yeah, she can. So that's the first Hashem. I saw the guy with Kriyas HaTorah, just to end off, that by Kriyas HaTorah, one can make, in the weekday, one can make up for it by mincha, but not the next day, or the next time one davens. Mashiach by Shabbos, if the tzibul don't daven, if the tzibul don't lain on Shabbos, then they should make up for it the next Shabbos. And there's a machloikas, what happens if, for some reason, there's a few weeks that the tzibul never lained? Could they make up for it in a few weeks? So the poskim that hold that one can only, the maximum one can lean on a Shabbos is two sedras. And therefore, one can only make up for 1 week. And if it's a week where it's a double sedra, then they can't make up for it. And they asked the Chaim Kievsky about cotton, if he misses out a tefillah, if he should be mechanachim. So he said, Avada, if he's up to the age, then he should be mechanachim to make up for in the next Shmoneh Esrei.